Tributes to the Imam of the Truthful. In the name of God, the All Merciful, the All Compassionate. Heartfelt condolences to all our listeners on a very doleful day, since the 25th day of the month of Shawwal happens to be the martyrdom anniversary of the leader of the truthful, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Before presenting you a special feature in this regard, we invite you to listen to Ayah 32 of Surah Fatir in the Holy Quran, in which God Almighty speaks about the heirs He has chosen for His last and greatest messenger to mankind with the universal message of Islam. Then we made heirs to the book those whom we chose from our servants, and some of them are those who take the lead in all the good works by Allah's will. That is the greatest grace of Allah. We are commemorating the tragic 25th of Shawwal, a public holiday in the Islamic Republic of Iran. It is the martyrdom anniversary of one of the heirs to the heavenly scripture, who, as the above-mentioned ayah of the Holy Quran says, is among the chosen servants of God Almighty, of flawless character and excelling in all good works. If he was such a peerless person, then why was he martyred? By whom, and what benefit did the assassin achieve by ending the life of such a righteous servant of God? Mind-stimulating questions indeed that provide answers which firm up our faith, enlighten our intellect, strengthen our spirits, salvage our souls, and heighten our hearts to become receptive of the manifest truth. First of all, we should understand that these words of wisdom of the one and only Creator were revealed to the best of creation, that is, the last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, for the guidance of all mankind. Thus, what the All-Merciful Lord granted to the mercy unto the creation as the permanent sign of prophethood that would remain after him forever as a beacon of guidance for the seekers of truth to the bliss of paradise, is the Holy Quran, along with heirs to this book of divine wisdom, who are without the least doubt the greatest grace of Allah for the benefit of human societies. Now we understand what the Messenger of Mercy meant by emphasizing very often, especially at the time of his departure from this mortal world, the famous Hadith of Thaqalayn, the Hadith which reads, "I am leaving behind among you two weighty things, the Thaqalayn, the Book of God, and my progeny, the Ahlul Bayt. Hold fast to them, and you will never go astray, for the two never separate from each other, even when they return to me at the fountain of Kothar on the Day of Judgment. You will be questioned about your behavior towards them." On 18th of Zilhijjah, in the year 10 AH, at the huge historical gathering of Qadir Khum, while returning from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on divine commandment, proclaimed his dear cousin and son-in-law as his vicegerent with the words, "For whomsoever I am master, this Ali is his master." Alas, no sooner did the seal of messengers depart from this world, a group of his companions, in gross violation of God's commandment in the Holy Quran and against the explicit instructions of the Holy Prophet, seized political power of the Islamic realm by depriving Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, of his right of leadership. Thereafter, the so-called caliphate took a crooked turn. Although a quarter century later, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, took over the political leadership of the Islamic Ummah for a brief period of 4.5 years before being martyred, it was grabbed by usurpers who, devoid of any faith in Islam, resorted to every conceivable plot to remove from the scene the rightful successors of the Holy Prophet. With the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in Karbala in the year 61 AH, being the height of this tragedy. Thus, in the year 148 AH, on the 25th of the month of Shawwal, the Prophet's sixth infallible heir was martyred through a fatal dose of poisoning in the holy city of Medina after 34 years of enlightening the Ummah with the genuine teachings of Islam and reviving in the process the Prophet's pure and pristine Sunnah and Seerah, that is, practice and behaviour. His assassin was Mansur Dabanaqi, the second caliph of the usurper Abbasid regime, who thought that he had removed the greatest hurdle to the rule of his accursed dynasty. Like all tyrants, Mansur Dabanaqi was wrong, and he and the rest of the Abbasids were destined for ignominious end in the abysmal depths of hell, while his venerable victim continues to rule the minds, hearts, and souls of the Muslims until this day. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, needs no introduction. Born in 83 AH, 21 years after the tragedy of Karbala, he spent 12 years with his grandfather, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, the survivor of history's most heartrending massacre, and was 31 years old when his father, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, fell victim to the poison given by the Umayyad despot, Hisham ibn Abdul Malik. In the next 18 years, the godless Umayyads made their ignominious exit from the scene, with four more self-styled caliphs following the tyrannical Hisham ibn Abdul Malik in quick succession to the netherworld, that is, Walid II, Yazid III, Ibrahim and Marwan al-Himar. The equally ungodly Abbasids now seize power of the Islamic State through unlawful means, and subjected the Prophet's sixth infallible heir to all sorts of pressures, including imprisonment, at least 5 times in Iraq, despite the fact that, as an offshoot of the Hashemite clan, they were fully aware of his pristine purity as a member of the Prophet's household or Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Power erodes faith and conviction. Mansur Dabanaqi, the founder of Baghdad, in spite of the fact that he had memorized thousands of sayings of the Prophet on the unrivaled merits of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, now conveniently forgot his own acknowledgement of the imamate of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, in the days he was a persecuted fugitive hiding from the Umayyad regime. He developed a deep hatred towards the efforts of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, in taking the Academy of Medina to such a great height that at one time, 4,000 scholars sat at the feet of the prophet's successor to learn the different branches of sciences. Among them was Jabir ibn Hayyan, the father of chemistry. This means Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, possessed the keys of divine knowledge that were beyond the imagination of the pseudo-scholars of his time, including certain self-styled jurisprudents who resorted to qiyas or analogy in religious matters. Despite the warnings of the sixth Imam of the Prophet's household that Iblis, the outcast, was the first one to disobey God and indulge in this self-destructive habit. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, spent 21 years of his imamate under the tyrannical rule of the second Abbasid Caliph, Mansur Dawaneqi. The struggles, strategies the imam recommended to his followers included adopting a non-violent policy, covert and overt struggle and defensive policies, showing the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, the appropriate policy of not cooperating with the regime, supporting the just uprisings while not helping those who wanted to align Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, with themselves. Once Mansur Dawaneqi wrote of the sixth Imam, "Why don't you come to us like others?" In response, Imam Ja'far Sadiq wrote, "We do not have anything worldly to be fearful of you for it. You do not have anything otherworldly either, so that we pin our hopes on you for it. You do not enjoy any blessings, so that we congratulate you on it. Nor do you find yourself in an affliction and catastrophe, so that we offer you condolences. So why do we come to you?" Mansur Dawaneqi wrote in response, "Come and give us advice." The Imam responded by saying, "The people fond of this world do not give you advice, and the godly people who care about the hereafter do not come to you either." Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, during his 34-year imamate, continued the enlightening task of the Prophet to revive in society the genuine teachings of Islam. This naturally brought him into confrontation with persons of devious tendencies such as the self-assumed Sufis and the extremists known as the Ghulats, as well as with the pseudo-jurisprudents who were for a brief period his students, or actually school dropouts. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, deplored the double standards of the Sufis, since most of these self-styled ascetics or mystics either did not practice whatever they preached, or twisted matters beyond proportion to lead naive and simple-minded people down the self-destructive path of shunning the blessings and bounties of God Almighty. The Imam recommended spiritual purification, paying attention to spirituality and enjoying the blessings of nature and its manifestations as permitted by the Holy Quran, and the practical precedents set by the Holy Prophet. He used to debate with the leaders of the Sufism, such as Sufyan al-Thawri, to convince them that their religious practice was not rational, and on no account God wants his creatures to avoid the blessings of food, clothes, and other lawful and permissible pleasures. At the same time, the sixth Imam had to confront the Ghulats or extremists who, although claiming to be followers of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt or household, peace be upon them, had distorted their beliefs and were misleading people by attributing characteristics to the infallible Imams that are exclusively for God Almighty. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, openly cursed such persons, saying, "We are servants of Allah, who created us and made us superior to the others of His creation. Certainly we shall die and shall stand before Allah for reckoning. He who is a friend of the extremists is our enemy, and he who is their enemy is our friend. The extremists are infidels and polytheists. Curse be upon them." The Imam also said, "Allah's curse upon those who claim divinity and godhood for Imam Ali. By Allah, Imam Ali was an obedient servant of Allah. Curse upon those who have slandered us. Some people say things about us that we do not say ourselves. We declare that we have no connection with them." The famous Iranian Islamic scholar, Sheikh Saduq, who flourished over 1,000 years ago, quotes Zarara ibn Ayyun, a reliable companion of the 5th and 6th infallible Imams, as saying, "I told Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, that one of the persons known to him believes in tafiz, that is, delegation of divine authority." The Imam said, "What is meant by tafiz?" I replied, "The man says that Allah created Muhammad and Ali and then delegated to them his authority over the affairs of the people. So they are the creators and providers of food. They are the animators who give life, and they are the killers who cause death." Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, replied, "The enemy of Allah lies. When you go back to him, read him this ayah of the Holy Quran, ayah 16 of Surah Ra'd. Have they set up for Allah partners who have created like his creation, so that the creation seemed confusable to them? Say, Allah is the creator of all things, and he is the one, the all paramount." In the face of such intricate plots, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, as the truthful successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, saved Muslims from confusion. No wonder the code of jurisprudence that he bequeathed to the seekers of truth, and which is known as Fiqh Ja'fari, is actually the Shari'at al-Muhammadi in its most pristine and purest forms, that enabled the believers from falling prey to the so-called schools of jurisprudence and sects based on hearsay and guesswork. And finally, on this day in the year 148 AH, Mansur Dabanagi, the despicable tyrant, ended the 34-year imamate of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, by martyring him through a dose of poison, little knowing that it is God Almighty's will to keep the torch of divine guidance glowing forever until the advent of the Prophet's 12th and last successor, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, to establish a global government of peace, prosperity and justice. Today, the blessed tomb of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, in the sacred Al-Baghi Cemetery in the city of Medina, has been destroyed by the Wahhabi cult. But irrespective of the corona pandemic, of the more deadly virus known as the Saudi regime, the faithful continue to salute it from near and afar. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, remains immortal and continues to guide the faithful all over the world, No matter what devilish plots the enemies of humanity devise against the righteous successors of the Holy Prophet.